This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, I am joined in the studio by all six members of the band Paper Bird. It's Carly Aiken, Sarah Anderson, Jenny Patterson, Paul DeHaven, Caleb Summerill, and Mark Anderson. Not necessarily in that order. Mm-hmm. Paper Bird, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
We have officially mic'd up for conversation, I think, three and a half or four of you, so we'll have to be a little careful there. You guys are originally from the Denver area or Denver itself?
The Denver area.
The Denver area, so the Denver-Boulder metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very rich vein of music flowing through Colorado right now. Not only that first generation of bands like Leftover Salmon and Yonder Mountain, but newer bands, younger bands, Elephant Revival, Shell, Nathaniel Rateliff, Lumineers, they're doing okay for themselves. And you guys, what is it about that climate, that geography, that is creating so much music that's hot right now?
Well, it's a great place to be from, so it's a great place to write songs. But also, I think the scene around there is, it's just a supportive type of thing. So, like, it encourages one to be in a band or to pursue it if you want to do that, and we've been lucky enough to have a bunch of friends succeed at it, and it's fun to watch, you know. It's fun to watch a bunch of new people come out of the state that we call home, and we're lucky to be part of it too.
You guys have been together as a band for about a decade now, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How did the original core of you first come together and start making music?
Well, it's a really boring story, to be totally honest. We were just buds. I mean, Caleb and I went to high school together. Mark and I are siblings. I mean, Jenny and I have known each other forever, and we all just got together and went to the mountains and just started writing music.
With the intent to become a band or just
no,
to make
music? No,
not
at all. Not at all. Yeah, just write music, and then we're like, this is super fun. Let's do it.
You said early on that you didn't want to be successful.
Yeah, it's true.
What did you want to be?
I think that we just wanted to do what we were doing. We were super free and young and not really thinking about the future. It's just kind of a wild time.
Did you all have day jobs at the time?
Oh, yeah.
So the music thing was just come together, a bunch of friends, hang out on weekends.
Yeah, until our first tour was the Tour de Fat. And so we literally moved out of our house and all got onto this big school bus for about, how long was it, you guys? Like a year? 6 months? A year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5 months tour.
We didn't have day jobs then, so we were really doing the, like, we're living on the road thing for a while. So that was interesting. But pretty much since then, yeah, we've all had day jobs. And I think just in the last couple of years, we were really thinking, let's go for this. Let's try to really do this and see what happens.
Paper Bird is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is also called Paper Bird, out on 30 Tigers. PaperBirdBand.com is the website to learn all about them and the music. What would you guys like to do first today?
To the Light. It's the first song on the record.
Your legs won't work no more, and you feel like you've been this way before. Bright at the end of the tunnel, and a street lamp in the night. Come home to me, close your tired eyes. Just keep running to the light, to the light. Just keep on fighting till the end of the If I wake up in the morning and my eyes are seeing blind, I'll stumble and I'll wander to your side. Just keep running to the light, to the light. Just keep on running till you get to the edge of the light, through the darkness of the night. Just keep on fighting till the end of the fight. Oh, I'm
That is Paper Bird, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their new record, also called Paper Bird, out on 30 Tigers Records. Paperbirdband.com is the place to go for information online. In prepping for today, I was watching videos of live performances that you guys were giving 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it struck me just how much different the music of Paper Bird sounded at the time. You had a trombone player. Sarah, I think you were doubling on trumpet. If I'm not mistaken, how did this sound come together? And was it a slow process, or was there a point in the sand when you guys all just went in a new direction as a group?
I think the main point was probably when Mike and Terry split off, and we decided to try it out with a six-piece instead of hiring a new stand-up bass player. We tried to see if we could trick Caleb into switching from banjo over to electric bass, and it was really new, and it was really experimental, and it just immediately worked so well. I felt like it just gave so much room for the vocals, as just to have less treble instruments and just to have kind of a more solid sound, and it just felt more grounded, and it felt more powerful, and it felt more clean. Shows started sounding a lot better. I feel like we used to be a really difficult band to mix, and now sound guys usually like us, which makes our life a lot easier. So, yeah, it just, the second we tried it, there was no going back. It was kind of how it felt to me.
In addition to that transition of personnel early on when trombone player left the group, a couple of years back, one of your vocalists left the group. Esme Patterson went on and started doing some more solo work. She had been doing it for a while and kind of having a foot in both arenas, but went solo, went focusing on that. And you guys didn't skip a beat. You brought on Carly, and things have been gelling ever since, as far as I can tell. The three of you together, despite having much different sounding voices, blend extremely well when you sing together.
Thank you.
Tell me about that transition. I mean, it obviously must have been difficult, not only because she was in the band for a great many years, but was also Jenny's sister. So there was probably a little added emotion of that transition from personnel.
Yeah, yeah. It just really felt like it was time too. It seems like that she's doing so great being solo, and I think that really started to be where her heart was and the best way for her to be a creative person. And it's been amazing to be in the band with Carly, and she came in and, like you said, didn't skip a beat. So it's been amazing to witness this group's capacity for change and to evolve and to not be limited by that, and just to watch a brand new person come in with brand new songs, and just, it's been wonderful.
Now, Carly, how did you end up in the band? You had been singing with Bahamas, right?
Correct. You did do your research. I was doing that for 4 years or so, and that relationship came to an end, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do creatively, and I was kind of at a loss, you know, when you're just kind of at that period of like, oh, am I going to start all over again? And just serendipitously, I got a phone call while I was in Austin from Sarah, just saying that Esme was deciding to move forward on her own, and would you be interested in joining the band? And I kind of was like, well, if we can make it work, this long distance relationship, let's try it out. So it was great timing.
And are you still living in Canada?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm in Colorado a lot, though. Mm-hmm.
Paper Bird, my guest live today in the JPR studios. All right, what's next? What do you guys want to do next?
It's called Make You Mine.
Said it.
That is Paper Bird, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the new record just out, also called Paper Bird. We've got all six of them live in the studio today. Well, I read that when you guys changed the lineup, that first show had none other than Esmé Patterson in the audience. As a fan of the new configuration, that must have been kind of an emotional night for everyone.
It was nerve-wracking for me, personally.
I can imagine, being the new ad, right?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Esmé's, and, you know, it's... I think there was a lot of self-imposed pressure that I'd put on myself to kind of fill those shoes, but after a couple shows, it was just clear that this was a group that was accepting of what I do and was trying to embrace what I brought to the table, and I felt like a part of the team, and I just was comfortable being myself and doing what I do and allowing that to flourish.
In watching the earlier tunes that you guys had done and in watching the six of you get ready for today and hearing this new record, this really feels like a six-piece collective. Do you all bring songs to the table individually to this group?
Yes, we do.
Do they arrive mostly formed and then the band figures out harmonies and arrangements, or do they arrive as ideas and you workshop them together?
A bit of both. It really depends on the song. I'd say... On this record, it was all really collaborative, yeah. Every song kind of has its own story.
You guys tend to switch off lead, not only from song to song, but also within a song. You tend to spread out the verses among the three vocalists. Has there been any difficulty along the way of trying to figure out exactly where each of those three voices should live in a particular song?
It's usually been pretty natural, and typically, like, if one woman is singing lead, she's kind of the principal writer on that song, or Paul's also quite a principal writer, and he'll kind of lend... Well, it's easy to kind of figure out, like, what songs cater to, because our voices are so different, cater to each voice. So that's kind of never really been an issue for us, surprisingly.
The only time it's been tricky is on some of the old songs when we wanted to rework them from where we had written them when Carly joined. And there's a couple that I think I've sang every part on.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while I forget where I am. Just kind of go blank for a second.
There was a point when Esmé was still in the band and we were transitioning over to me. So they were rehearsing me. I would fly in and rehearse. And they were still playing shows with one configuration of the harmony and then adjusting at rehearsal with me. So they're very adaptive pros, if you will.
Now, throughout a set, especially Caleb, with you now being the bassist but formerly playing Mando, and Jenny, you play keys also in addition, and you guys seem like you could go back and forth between more of an acoustic set and rocking out pretty hard with the flip of a switch.
Yeah, I mean, we can, and it's nice we can do stripped down things like this sometimes. I mean, I think with all the transition, we like to rock a little bit more now than be folky, you know, but yeah, I mean, we're all musicians of different calibers at heart, so like the ability to do that is great. We don't do it that much live anymore. We like the configuration with where we're at, but we talk about expanding it. Who knows down the road what we might do.
Do you travel with a mandolin?
No.
There isn't even one.
There's
in the van.
Nothing. No. No folk instruments except that acoustic guitar and the harmonica. Yeah.
For the new record, you guys worked with a pretty amazing guy, John Oates. Mm-hmm. How did that connection get made, and what did he bring to the sound that we know from this new record?
Well, we had the same booking agency, and that's kind of the connection, how it started. But he also is a Colorado cat, so he came over one day to where Paul and I live in Evergreen, Colorado, which is just outside of Denver, and we had a little vibe session, you know, songwriting feel out type of thing, and we just clicked, you know. It was amazing to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer at your home, obviously, and to come to band practice, so we were all jazzed about it. But from there, he invited us to Nashville, and it just kind of snowballed into making this record, and we were just really lucky and privileged to have that sort of dude on our side through the process. It was really taught us a lot.
Well, as we were talking before we went on the radio, there's like a laser focus of sound on this new record, and it is perhaps not surprising that it is at the top of the Roots music charts right now nationwide. So congratulations on a fantastic new record.
Thank you.
There's also a little Fleetwood Mac going on in the photos that go along with this record. Where'd that come from?
That was not done on purpose.
That was an accident.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
Really?
It was just that shot. It was like, whoa. It has that vibe.
It's definitely there. It's on the concert poster as well.
Yeah.
So if you're in and around Ashland or Bend and you see one of these things hanging out on a telephone pole or a wall, you will know what I'm talking about. Paper Bird, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is simply called Paper Bird. PaperBirdBand.com is their web address. Will you play one more for us?
Sure.
I just wanna make it through the night until this feeling's gone. I just wanna make a happy life. I have been waiting so long. So could you please be careful with me? Wide open and free. Be the kind of man you've been too afraid to be. More from you, would that be too much to ask? I could take it all back, but I don't want to. I don't want heaven, and I shouldn't have to ask. It's all or nothing. Happy love, and I can't do it alone. No. Don't you wanna hold me close and let me be the thing you want the most? I don't wanna ask for much, just your simple truth or touch. So please be truthful with me. That's all I want, all that I need.
That is Paper Bird, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Carly Akins on vocals, Sarah Anderson on vocals, and Jenny Patterson on vocals. Paul DeHaven on guitar today, Caleb Summerill on harmonica, right? Little vocals back there, and moral support, thanks for coming in, and Mark Anderson on drums. The new record is also called Paper Bird. PaperBirdBand.com is their web address. Paper Bird, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.